I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us on the program this evening. Yes, here we are in the corner of Broadcast House and Vivint Smart Home Arena. So glad to have you with us. And listen, we were also very excited for this Game 5 already, but very nervous. The Kawhi Leonard news hit hard, and then we were like, ooh, we're a little bit more hopeful about this. But you know what? This is just, it's the playoffs, and the Jazz have been so flat these last few games. I just have been so bummed about how they've come out and played. But we'll see tonight, tipping off in just a couple of minutes.
But
here,
you know, that's what's great about the NBA is that it's a seven-game series. So you're going to have a bad night, an off night from time to time.
Boy, I hope it's not a seven-game series.
Well, I'm just saying the potential of it.
Oh,
so you get a chance to really
redeem yourself.
Redeem yourself, or it gives you to really vet through the process of who is actually the better team.
We're going to shift gears just a little bit here as we're waiting for tip-off. I'm sure it's just going to be a few more extra minutes because that's what they do when they plan these games out. So joining us right now is Mitch Harper. He's our BYU insider for KSLSports.com. Mitch, exciting stuff because tomorrow BYU is going to officially talk about some things before they stop talking about things before camp starts up in August.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. BYU Media Day, it's the 10th one already. We're a decade into BYU Media
Day.
That's wild. It's been crazy.
Yeah, that's why I think about when they first rolled it out, and I remember showing up down there at on campus and going, "What are they going to be doing here? Like, what is this?" So we're all like whispering in these seats beforehand in Studio A, going, "I don't know exactly." Or in Studio C, we're like, "Man, I don't know what they're going to roll out." They had a couple announcements every year. They've made it kind of a tradition to have an announcement. What does this year's announcement look like for BYU football then, Mitch? Do you have any insight there?
Yeah, I think one of the big things that's going to be a talking point for BYU might be, you know, they're going to obviously talk about playoffs. I think Tom Holmes is going to be addressing that. But I think one of the big things that's coming up in college sports is name, image, likeness. So I'm kind of curious to hear what maybe BYU discusses in regards to their plans and how they look to maybe position their student athletes with that. Because that's been one of the big things this offseason with all the new uniforms and everything. BYU's framing it as player experience. I'm really curious to see what they discuss tomorrow in regards to that player experience. So I think that's going to be something that could be a big talking point tomorrow. So I think those will be the big questions that are maybe asked and tossed to Kalani Sitake and Tom Holmo.
And those are big questions. I mean, that's the probably the hottest topic in all of college football is college playoffs and name, image, and likeness. And I'm sure there's going to be some fun, creative ways for these teams to figure out how to do that, but I've just firmly believed for some time now with the expansion of the playoffs and how they've set it up, it actually bodes very well for BYU. I'm curious, Mitch, what does like what do you want to get out of Media Day? What's the value of it? What actually, aside from these announcements, is there anything that you can really pull out that's like beneficial for fans moving forward before the season starts?
Well, I think one of the big things that BYU tends to do with Media Day is they usually release a depth chart. And I expect that the quarterback position is probably going to be listed with three ors. I'd be honestly stunned if we don't see Jaren Hall or Baylor Romney or Jacob Conover, because that's kind of what they tend to do.
We love ors.
Seeing a depth chart, though, I think can give really valuable insight into how Kalani Sitake and the coaching staff look at where personnel are going into fall camp, which is, you know, starting up on August 5th. It's not far away. What do they view as far as the personnel and going into that fall camp? I think that's always a big thing that fans can kind of latch onto, and it's actual tangible, and they can maybe start to get excited about some of the players and some of the certain position groups as the countdown of the season really heats up after Media Day.
Let's talk about Kalani Sitake's time and his effort there as the head coach at BYU so far. Obviously, the crown jewel season was this last one with an 11-1 finish and finishing, I think, 11th in all of the after everything was said and done in the rankings. So, I guess is there a corner that's been turned? Not just because is he comfortable now 100%? Because, you know, it's always trying to get your footing and figure out independence. I think people sign up for it and go, oh, yeah, we're ready for it. And then after that 9-4 year and then they go 4-9, it was, you know, a steep learning curve for him. So where is he right now in that process of being a head coach at BYU now?
Yeah, I think he's really comfortable in the role. I do. I feel like he's found a niche in terms of, with recruiting and the transfer portal. I mean, you see BYU, they every single year, their scholarships, these players, it's a year-by-year basis. And with the transfer portal, even Ed Lamb told us on Cougar Sports Saturday a few weeks back, the transfer portal has allowed them to have maybe some of those difficult conversations about the future of how players fit in the program. So what I'm getting by that is I just think that Kalani is trying to use the five players going into the NFL draft, the status of having a hotshot quarterback like Zach Wilson and an 11-1 record, and trying to build on that and really capitalize on the recruit show, but most importantly, in the win column on Saturdays in the fall. And, you know, if BYU can be a team that can get 8 or 9 wins this year, that'd be a huge success for a team that has very limited returning experience compared to so many in college football, where everyone pretty much returns 90 to 95% of their returning production because of the COVID year. BYU returns very little. So I think that would be huge for BYU if they could carve out 8 or 9 wins. I think they got the personnel potentially to do that this season.
Come on, Mitch Harper. Is that an insider talk, or is that the real deal?
That on the schedule?
Do you think they can do it? Yeah. They got a tough schedule.
9 wins is going to be a tall order.
Mitch, they got a tough schedule this year.
I feel like BYU could win 9 games this season. I really do, because I feel like BYU's offense, their personnel is.
You want to bet a crown burger on it that doesn't have any cheese?
Absolutely do it. But here's the other thing. Hold on. Don't bully Mitch.
I'm not bullying him.
This is the same.
I'm asking for.
Is the same dude, Mitch. This is between Mitch and I. Okay. Hold on, just a second. Mitch is the same guy who said, oh, you know who the player of the year is going to be in the Pac-12?
Come on.
Charlie Brewer. And they're going to be – and that the Utes are going to be fighting for a Pac-12 championship this year.
Oh, completely.
Now, listen.
Yeah, no question about that.
So I let you have those things. So when Mitch says, they can win, I'm just saying, sure.
Okay.
I mean, I call you crazy, but that's just part of the deal. So who's the – on Media Day, I know you do this because there are guys who are amazing interviews, and there are guys who you go, oh boy, he's throwing us the nothing answers, the nothing burger answers. So who is the like big personality usually on Media Day like this?
Yeah, the guy on this year's team that's got the big personality is tight end Isaac Rex.
Oh yeah,
he's kind of the funny guy. He's comfortably as number one tight end now coming into the season. He's going to be kind of, I think, the showman amongst BYU players. That'll actually be a really entertaining interview. Maybe we could call it the Jamal Williams Award, the guy that brings the most energy and excitement to the media's tables and to the media. I think that he's a lot of fun. I think also a guy that's going to, you know, impress a lot of media members is Jacob Conover. I mean, I remember interviewing him when he was a high school recruit, and the guy was –
had
really
together.
As polished as you'd find it in terms of a college kid. And we got to talk to him a little bit on Zoom in spring ball, but excited to see him face to face and really kind of see how tall he is. You know, that's kind of one of the things that we talk about with some of these quarterbacks is, you know, what's their actual height? You know, BYU is going to have their listings to maybe cater to the players, give them a little bit of a little bump. I want to actually see, you know, on with my eyes, how big, how tall, like a guy like Jacob Conover is. But I think he'll be someone too.
I think you should
do that.
That's
really impressive.
Mitch, you should go, hey, why don't you stand over here just real quick? I'm going to get a couple measurements. All right. But I know that look.
Because
you and I are about the same, like 6'2 and a half-ish. And so you look at a guy and you go, okay, 6'3, I kind of buy it. Like when Zach Wilson, you stand by him, you go, no, the guy's a legit. He's taller than everyone thinks he is.
Yeah.
But then there are those guys you go, 5'11 and a quarter? Come on. This guy's 5'9. Mitch, looking forward to tomorrow. Looking forward to tomorrow morning. Bright and early, we'll be there with our bells on. All of KSL Sports is going to be basically represented there. So can't wait to do it. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right. See you tomorrow, Alex.
All right. Taking the break. Mitch is going to come on the show tomorrow, too. I hope you're prepared for that, Scott.
I can't wait.
We've got to have it.
Probably won't sleep tonight.
You're the worst. All right.
What? I'm being truthful.
We're going to come back. We've got more to go here on the program. Stay with us. We're going to talk a little bit about Arizona State today, getting some unwanted attention
for
the Pac-12 and for their program. Stay with us. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.